So Neil, what can you tell us about this tall lighthouse we're standing in front of?
This is one lighthouse of a pair of lighthouses that were known as leading light lighthouses. The idea being that if you were sailing into the harbour, they didn't have buoys back then. You would need some sort of guide to make sure that you were on the right track to come into Harwich. I suppose a bit like a runway, really, in some respects. And so you'd have a very tall lighthouse with one light shining, and then you'd have the second lighthouse, which was obviously lower. And so if you were the captain of a ship, you would line up the two lights as you were coming in, and you would essentially follow those lights. So if one light went to the left and the other went to the right, you were on the wrong track, if you know what I mean, as opposed to the right track. You had to make sure that they were sort of like above each other, and if they were continually above each other, then you would be on that right channel. Now obviously the only problem with this is the channels change. Almost within, I think it was about 20 or 30 years, the sandbanks had shifted. And so the tall lighthouse and the low lighthouse became redundant because they no longer led you in safely. This lighthouse is very interesting for another reason, because it was actually built by a man called John Rennie. Some people might have heard of. He's a very famous Victorian engineer. He actually built and designed the original Victorian London Bridge. The famous one, which is now in the Arrow.